Welcome to Shift Happens. Tiny reframes. Real results. Today's shift, shift before you're ready. I want to start with a moment I'll never forget. Years ago, I was invited to give a talk in front of a full room. Real people, real expectations, real pressure. And the first feeling I had wasn't excitement. It was panic. Inside my head, a checklist started unrolling itself. More practice sessions, better, flashier slides, a bigger client list, a stronger bio, maybe a few more wins under my belt, maybe, just maybe, someone important telling me, you're ready, you're good enough, you belong up there. But no one said that. No one ever does. And for a long second, I seriously thought about saying no. Because saying no can feel responsible, mature, safe. You can tell yourself you're protecting your reputation. You're being strategic. You'll come back when you're truly, fully ready. It sounds logical. It sounds smart. It's fear. Dressed up in a very expensive suit. Luckily, something stubborn inside me, something quiet but steady, said yes instead. And there I was, sweating, heart hammering, feeling completely exposed. 5 minutes into that talk, something shifted. The words started flowing. The fear didn't disappear, but it shrank. Momentum took over. And standing there, I realized something that changed everything. Readiness didn't come first. Movement did. I wasn't ready, but I was moving, and that was enough. If I had waited until I felt ready, I would have missed the entire opportunity, and not just the opportunity, the growth, the proof, the tiny thread of trust in myself that would eventually be woven into something much stronger. That moment built something in me. And since then, I've seen the same pattern everywhere. Because here's the real truth. Readiness is not the starting line. It's the finish line. It's not the green light to begin. It's the trophy you get afterward. Your brain, that smart, careful, wonderful brain, is wired for safety. It loves predictability. It craves certainty. It wants to know beyond any doubt that the jump you're about to take is a good one. And because that craving feels logical, we trust it. We wait. We second guess. We prepare and prepare and prepare some more. But perfection is a moving target. It seduces you with promises it never keeps. It whispers just a little longer, just a little better. Then you'll be safe. Then you'll be ready. But perfection isn't safety. It's paralysis. And readiness? Readiness isn't found by waiting. Readiness is built by moving. Imagine you're standing at the edge of a cold swimming pool. You dip your toe in. It's freezing, you hesitate, you pull back. Maybe if you wait a little longer, you tell yourself the water will warm up. It won't, and you won't. Waiting doesn't make the water warmer. It just gives fear more time to grow. But the moment you leap, the shock is real, yes. But then you start moving, you adapt, you swim. Action melts fear. Movement reshapes discomfort into something you can work with. Stillness amplifies it. Think back to almost anything worthwhile you've done. First jobs, first loves, first creative attempts, first steps towards something that mattered. Were you ready? Truly ready? Probably not. You figured it out on the way. You learned by doing, not before doing. And here's the part we don't talk about enough. The longer you wait, the heavier it feels to begin. The longer you wait, the louder fear becomes. The longer you wait, the more your dream quietly erodes into regret. Momentum is built by moving through uncertainty, not waiting for it to disappear. Now, let me paint a different picture for you. Imagine if I had said no to that speaking invitation. If I had decided I wasn't quite ready yet, what would have happened? Nothing, nothing bad, nothing embarrassing, nothing memorable, and that's the problem. Growth doesn't happen in comfort. Impact doesn't happen in the no. It happens in the messy, wobbly, brave yes. It happens when you step up, tremble in a little, and move anyway. That alternate reality, the one where I said no, would have been safe maybe, but it would have been smaller, tighter, less interesting, less alive. And I'm willing to bet you don't want a smaller, tighter, less interesting life either. So here's the part where it gets personal. Where are you standing at the edge? Is it the project you keep postponing because you're not quite ready? The conversation you keep avoiding because you're not sure enough? The risk you keep sidestepping because the timing isn't perfect? Maybe it's the business idea. Maybe it's the relationship move. Maybe it's just saying out loud that you want something more. Ask yourself right now, where am I waiting for a green light that's never coming? What tiny step could I take today? Not tomorrow, not someday, today. Because perfection won't save you. Permission won't find you. Momentum is what will carry you forward. Here's your micro challenge for today. Pick one thing, just one, that you've been hesitating on. Shrink it. Don't think about launching the business. Think about sending the first email. Don't think about running the marathon. Think about putting on your shoes and walking out the door. Don't think about publishing the book. Think about writing 100 messy words in a file no one will ever see. Make it laughably small. Then move. Move before you're ready. Move while it still feels messy. Move while the voice in your head is still stuttering out its warnings. Because when you move, even a little, you send a different message to yourself. You teach your mind that fear doesn't make the rules here. You teach your heart that you're stronger than your doubts. You teach your life that momentum matters more than perfection. And when you do, celebrate it. Mark the moment, smile, tell someone, write it down, anchor it in your memory, not because it was a perfect move, but because it was yours, because it broke the stillness, because it proved something deeper than readiness. It proved you are already becoming the version of you who doesn't wait to live. You are not waiting for permission anymore. You are not sitting on the sidelines anymore. You are not negotiating with your fear anymore. You are in motion. You are building a self-trust that isn't based on guarantees. You are building resilience in the act of moving through uncertainty. You are building a life based on bold, imperfect human action. And that identity, that's the real win. Not the external results, not the applause, not the perfect plan executed flawlessly. The real win is being someone who moves before they're ready. Again and again and again, until readiness just becomes another word for momentum. Shift before you're ready and the rest will catch up. Thanks for being here with Shift Happens. If today's shift sparked something inside you, share it. Someone you know is standing at the edge too. Maybe you're the reason they decide to jump. I'll be back tomorrow with another small reframe. Until then, remember, big things start small. Shift happens when you do.